Psalm 13, verse
Love
9.
Talk yes. Radio.
In a slave tonight. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Do not give up. Your miracle is on the way. Joy will come. That's his promise for you today. In Psalm 31, and verse 24, the Bible declares, Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. What a mighty promise again. Here the Bible tells us again, never, ever, ever give up. Remember what the Lord said to James. Fear not, only believe. Then, one more time, I tell you, do not give up. For you will find, David said one day will come your way, when he said in Psalm 42 and verse 11, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. And you too will find that help. Just one more time, please do not give up. Just remember the benefits of salvation today. He declared, Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're commanded to remember, do not forget. The benefits are, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And don't you remember the great promise he made to in Psalm 91 when he said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God in Him is my trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Here he promises to set you free from sickness. Verse 4 says, He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And then, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. No pestilence, no destruction will come your way, the Lord God says. Thousands shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh. Verse 10 says, There shall no evil befall thee.
Praise God, as you come on, would you please get your elements together for communion? As you come on. Praise God. All that want to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements together.
In Proverbs 4, verse 20, the Lord again reminds us concerning his word when he said, My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Never forget there is power in the mighty word of the living God. That's why in verse 10 of the same chapter 4, he said, Hear, O my son, and receive my soul, and the years of thy life shall be many. God has promised to extend your life if you will receive and obey His precious word. In Isaiah 33 and verse 24, the word of God declares that the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity, all because of the power of his mighty word. This will happen. And yes, believe it will happen in your life also. In Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 28, oh, what a powerful portion that is. For the Bible declares, Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no heart, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Never forget, God has promised to renew your strength as you wait on him. And then he declared in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Oh, how I love that scripture. I will strengthen you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I will help
you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I will uphold thee with my righteous right hand. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Why will God do that?
Mm-hmm.
On that verse, declares, Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Amen.
Yet we did esteem him stricken.
Praise God. You are entering into God's favorite prayer ministry. Praise God. We are so glad and so happy to see all of you all coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. To join in prayer with us. If you do not care to pray, you can press 1 on your phone, and because we don't want to offend anybody by calling on them to pray. But if you do not want to pray, you can press 1 when I start the prayer. You will not have to pray. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good morning to everybody. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to see all of you all on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just a wonderful thing to know him. God said we are to know him in all of the pardon of our sufferings that we go through, to know him, to know how to call upon him. And then when we know him, we will pray to him. He said, man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our theme song for this ministry on Saturday morning is It Is No Secret What God Can Do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. God's favor is prayer ministers, usually held every first Saturday in the home at 10 o'clock. But because of the COVID, we are online, and it is a good thing. I can see more of you. I can pray with more of you. Praise God. We pray for all the needs all across the world, especially those that have lost mothers, that have lost their sons to drugs, alcohol, prison walls, violence, pregnancies, daughters pregnant, and also hurts and pains that we face every day. Praise God. So this morning we're going to start off with our communion. And if you would like to take communion with us, please get your elements together right now and let's get ready to do the Lord's Supper. Praise God. He said, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of him. And we know that we want to remember the Lord for what he has done for us, because he has done a great thing. It wasn't for Jesus giving his life on Calvary's cross for each one of us, where would we be? So get your elements together and let's go before the Lord right now. Praise God. Father God, as we come before you, Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. We are your children, God, that you fearfully and wonderfully made. God, we love you. We give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, we ask you to touch each one on here tonight, God. Oh, this morning, God. Father God, in whatever need they may stand in, they might not even say today, God. But, oh, Father God, whatever, Lord, you knows, God. You knows all things. And so, Lord, we bring our request to you, believing, God, that you can do anything but fail. We call up on the Most High God. Oh, God, we call up on our deliverer. Praise God. We call up on, oh, Father God, our healer. Praise God. He is our healer. We thank you now, God, that we can stand on your word. And, God, we can believe you and have the faith, oh, God, for what you, oh, God, is going to do within our lives, which is already done. Well, we just waiting for it to manifest. God, we know that you can manifest those things in our lives. Oh, God, that need to be manifest. And, God, if we're not ready for it, God, then you're doing your perfect work in us, God. Oh, Father God, healing us, touching us, turning us. Oh, God, washing us, cleansing us, oh, God, in every way, God. Father, we need you, God. On every leaning side, we need you, Father. We need your helper, because you are our helper. Come on, helper. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you are awesome. Yes, you are. You are awesome, God. Oh, God, we praise you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, I'm going to ask Minister Gloria Dean Shallow, would she read the communion scripture this morning, bring forth the communion scripture, and after her, I'll be reading
1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 23.
For
I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the Lord and blood of the Lord. Therefore, as it says in 26, says, continue, he said, but let a man, he said, but let a man continue to do what? Examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Praise God. Thank God for the reading today. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank God. Father God, as, oh gosh, we have listened to your word, Lord, we take the bread. Would you please take the bread at this time? God, we lift up the bread to you, your broken body, oh God, and what you, oh God, how your body was broken, oh God, on that cruel cross for us. God, how you were beaten, oh God. Lord God, we are remembering you, God, for what you've done, oh God. For God, nobody has paid this price, God. And Lord God, we give thanks to you, God, for what you have done, oh God. Lord God, now touch us, oh God, in every way, God, as your body was broken for us. Heal us, oh God, in every part. God, we give thanks to you, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may partake. Would you take the your wine or whatever you have, your water, it doesn't matter. Praise God. May we drink? Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Father God, for the blood that streamed down, oh God. Every drop, oh God, for our cleansing. God, the blood washes us white as snow. Thank you for the blood, the cleansing power of the blood of Christ this morning. Keeps us, oh God, that washes us, oh God, that helps us if it wasn't for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Christ. Thank you, Father God, that no one done it like you could, God. God, you wash away all our sins. Oh, God, thank you for covering us, oh, God, with the blood. Thank you, Father. We give thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go forth, Minister Zayden. I want you to sing a communion song.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Oh, I don't care. That just drained from day. Day. Hallelujah. It's out. And it flows to the low end. Oh, it's bad. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will lose its power.
Thank you, Minister Zayden. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
All of my doubt. All of my fear. Hey, hey, oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Zadie. Thank you. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to give you all the scriptures this morning before we start to pray. Praise God. The Bible wants us to pray. Always pray. Always pray. Praise God. God said pray, pray, pray. Prayer reminds us of God's ability to make things happen. That's what it's all about. When we humbly admit we can't force others to come to him, we open the door for God to accomplish what he could never do, what we could never do. We can't do with anything within ourselves. But when we come to pray, praise God, God will answer. Praise God. We open the door to accomplish that which we could never do. When we pray for God's spirit to draw near to others, we invite his power, and he's able to overcome odds that seem insurmountable to us. Because of God's kindness to us through Jesus, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Hebrews 4:16 says, and as we cry out with compassion for those that are lost in darkness and facing eternity apart from him, as we love others with our prayers, we can be assured that our Savior is also interceding for us, according to Romans 8:34. So God said in his word, man ought to always pray and not think, in Luke 8:18-1. So we have prayer requests this morning. We have Dr. June Paul. She wants us to pray for Dr. Willie, who lost his wife two weeks ago, and he needs prayer. And also now he done found something on his lungs that may be cancerous. We don't claim it. We believe God's going to heal. Praise God. And we also, his name is Brother Willie Davis. And we also going to continue to keep our own evangelist June Paul in our prayers. But we also going to pray for Ukraine and all those that are beheaded because of Christ. In some countries, you cannot name Jesus Christ because they will kill you. Pray for mothers with children that are in trouble, families in general. Pray for the sick. Pray for our president. Pray for salvation for the unsaved. That's just a few of our prayer requests. So we pray that as we go forth today, that you will remember one of these prayers in your prayers, all of them, as you pray. And we're going to start off with Minister Gwen Venato, first of all, this morning. Would you like to go forth and pray, please?
Yes, ma'am. And good morning to all this morning. Father God, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for this opportunity, Father, to pray. Thank you, God, that you've given us another day of life. Thank you, Father, that you've allowed us on this first Saturday, Father, to eat of your body and drink of your blood, Lord. Those elements that represent your body and your blood. Oh, Lord God, how precious it is, and what it is, a great and awesome thing to be able to do on the first Saturday here in the month of April. First, oh God, we also want to give honor and thank you for this vessel, this woman of God, Pastor Vivian, dear Lord. Thank you, Father, for her service unto you, for her love for God's people, for the anointing that you've placed on her life. Father, we place those situations, our president, the people in Ukraine, Brother Willie, Evangelist, and Mother June, Dr. June Paul, Lord God, even Sister Zadie and her husband, Father God, everyone who's on this line this morning, I'll call out their names whether I know they're on there or not, but I know they are usual participants. Mother Stokes and also Minister Bowman, Sister, all of our sisters on here, dear God. Father, we thank you so much. You know, Father, what is going on in each and every one of our families. I thank you, Father, that you brought me the week, dear God. It's been a tough week for so many of us. Thank you, God, that your healing hand touched my grandson, Father, dealing with asthma and the flu, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that we have been able to have a couple of nights of sleep, dear Father. And, dear God, I cast down every spirit that would attack his body, our bodies, Brother Willie's body, Dr. Paul's body, and any and everyone this morning who is believing for a healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. I lift up our sons today, Father. My son, James, and Pastor Vivian's son, and Evangelist Shawanda's son, and her family, dear Father. Little Zacquez, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, those who are incarcerated, Lord God, bring forth the healing. Minister Bowman's brother, Lord God. As I spoke to my son, oh God, just as this great ministry was coming on, he was very broken. And I lift him up to you that every spirit, every unforgiving spirit, every spirit that wants to make him feel like he's a victim, Lord God, that it go to your feet right now. Father, he has to be totally delivered once he's released back in August. Because if those spirits continue to present themselves, they can be a challenge when he is released home. So help him to get honest with each and every spirit that's not like you. Like he told me this morning, he called it out. Father, we got to, all of us, we all, including myself, anything that's not like you, we have to get honest about it in order for deliverance to take place. And Father, we are going to, little Jakal and I are going to go see him on tomorrow. We are praying for safety. And thank you, God, for this opportunity that the Lord has granted through Pastor Vivian for me to be able to pray. God, we love you this morning. We thank you that you're healing those that need healing. We're thanking you that you're providing for those that need provision, for those who are experiencing grief this morning, Father God. Oh, Father, give them comfort like never before. And, Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Glenn. Thank you, Minister Glenn. The next person we have is Minister Laura Dean Sharman.
Praise God. Thank you. We give you glory today, God. We praise you today, God. We just thank you, Father God, for this day, God. Maybe raining, storming, but it's still a beautiful day today, God. And we thank you for it. And we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on the line today, God. We thank you, Lord, that you may be going through something. You may be hurting. It doesn't have to be just the body. It could be thoughts. It could be your heart, thinking things in your mind and heart that worry you. But God does not want us to worry. He does not want us to be in that negative mood. He says, cast down all these imaginations, thoughts, and things that exalt itself above the knowledge of God, and get away from it. Don't think that. Begin to think, he said, think on the things that are lovely, things that are really true, your healing, We say by the stripes of Jesus Christ we are healed. Begin to think on those things that are of God. Think on these things that are lovely, pure, and true. A good report. Think on a good report. He wants us to think on these things. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we have to think on this even concerning Ukraine and praise God and Russia. God, how we know now, God, that they're going to come together. How beautiful it is for brethren to come together in unity. And we pray, Father God, that they begin to come forth and come together and speak together, God, to bring peace, God, to bring unity. We pray, God, that unity is going to come between these brothers and these presidents of these countries, God. We thank you for them, God. We put them under the blood right now, God. We put them under the blood of Jesus, God, that they come forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Father, the other countries, Russia, they don't want none. Some of the, they're protesting to God in that country. They don't want all that war going on because Ukraine can turn around and do what? Turn right on and start sending this over there to Russia. But, Father, Father, we pray that they come together in unity. And, Lord, we just thank you for this day today, God. Truly the day that, God, this is the day that you made. And we are going to rejoice in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for healing today. Of all the names that were mentioned, Father God, we may not remember all the names, God. We just June Paul, God, I remember her so well, Father. She goes on, no matter how she feels. She never stops the ministry, goes on and on. Father God, I ask that you heal her. Take care of her, God, that she begin to move as she had been moving, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, she's never stopped, Father. As she's yet gone on, she might not be moving. Her body may not go on like she wants it to be. But we thank you, Lord, for healing. But, Father God, her programs yet go on, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, she's yet blessing others, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all the others, God, that you're healing today, that you're blessing, Father, the ones on the line, the ones that are hearing today, Father. We love you today, God, and we thank you for taking care of us, God, taking care of our bodies and healing our bodies, Father, as we're praying. And we love you so much. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Vivian, God. We thank you, Lord, for the love that's within her, Father, and the ministry that God has given to her, God, to come forth, to help others, God, to keep the word flowing, to keep the word going, to keep the prayer going. We thank you, Father, oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for all of these blessings, God, and all the blessings that are coming forth, God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We love you, God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives and in the lives of others, God, even the ones, God, the others that have lost loved ones, God, through the killings and everything, God, even soldiers, God, are being killed. Father, we lift up these families, Father, that only you can give them peace. You're the only one, God, that knows how to give peace. And we know even now, God, you're giving peace to them now. You say in your word that you give peace to your people, God. You give strength to them. The strength and the peace, God, you give to your people. We thank you, Lord, that's coming forth today for your people, God, that have lost loved ones, God, through all the violence and even in the war. Thank you, Father, because, God, you love everyone. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Elder Lily May Stokes, go forth.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You hear my voice? Okay. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, dear Heavenly, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you on this first Saturday, Lord God, touching and agreeing on the same thing, Father. You said whatever is bound is binding and on earth is bound in heaven. And Father, we loose the Spirit of God, anything that's not of you, Father. Lord, those who were waiting on you, Father, for many things, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, waiting on you for our healing, Father. As we come, we lift up Mother June Paul. We lift up Brother Willie Davis, Lord God. We lift up the Burden family, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift up Sister Gwen, Minister Gwen Bernardo, and Lil' Jacquel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Sister Shawana and her grandson, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You are the one that healed thee. And Lord, you hear, you spoke one word, and you heal all diseases. Everyone that's even the ones that have infirmity on in their body that's on this line, and those who want to be on this line this morning, Lord, I thank you that they are healed. They are healed in Jesus' name, God. You promise them that you will restore health and wellness, Lord God. According to Jeremiah 30:17, Father, that you will restore their health. So, God, we thank you for the health and healing that you've already done. The manifestation is taking place, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, I lift up Sister Vivian this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she have this God's favorite ministry, Father. I thank you, Lord God, whatever she is believing you for, that you will bring it to pass, God. Delay not me to die. So, God, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up the ones who are in prison, everybody who is in prison, Father, in jail, oh God. We lift them up, Lord. Keep them safe out there, Lord God. Keep them safe, Father. You just have them sitting there so they can focus on you and only you, God. I lift up the people who's in the nursing homes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, send people there to help wait on them, because the nursing homes is really running short in the hospitals, Lord God. Volunteers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lift up Ukraine. Oh, God, I lift it up to you. Father, bring them countries together. Fighting and many mothers have lost their sons and daughters and fathers and husbands, God. In the name of Jesus, I mean they'll kill them, Lord God. Oh, Father, stop the killing, God. I know you said there will be walls and room of walls, but God, you said you are concerned about who your people are concerned about. And we are concerned about those families, those countries that's fighting, oh God. And Lord, just don't let nothing come towards the United States. No walls in the United States, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for this time that you woke us up this morning and enabled us to come to this line this first Saturday. Because we could have been under the ground instead of on top of the ground. Many have started out this year, but they not very many made it in. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your blood. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, as this is resurrection of the holy month, Father. Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, whatever you want to call it. But the knowing thing, oh, thank you, Jesus. Your son, Jesus, took the 39 stripes on the cross, Lord. The sickness and diseases and financial blessings and most of all eternal life. And God, we thank you, Lord God. That's why we come to praise you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Nadine, go forth.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? I hear all the good prayers that's going through. And I just want to say a little short of a thank you, Lord. You know those songs say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I know all of you know that God has been so good. Good to hear you, all of you make your prayers this morning. And I don't know what else to hardly say, but I can say so much. I can say so much and pray so much that I'm on the phone this morning. But my favorite prayer that God tells us to ask, and I ask again of our Father, which art in heaven. hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, as we, for ye is in heaven, is thy kingdom, and the power of glory forever and ever. I say amen. That is the most prayerful prayer that I can say that God told us to say. And I thank God, and y'all pray for me as I continuously pray for you, that whatever we come on this program again on every Sabbath and say thank you, Jesus, and he will continuously lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nadine. Sister Kathy Thorpe.
Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for every prayer that went up before your throne of grace. We thank you for the angels that you have dispatched from the heavens above to honor and fulfill the request of the saints. Now, Father, we just thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we know that you are going to provide and produce miraculous miracles as a result of your children coming together, touching and agreeing, being on one accord before your throne of grace. So, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for all you're going to do. Thank you for opening up the eyes of your people. Thank you, O God, that they shall be able to see the manifestations of the requests that have gone up before your throne of grace. Every righteous prayer shall be, and every righteous request shall be honored and performed by the word of God. So, Father, we just thank you for all you're doing and all you're going to do. And we give you the praise, the glory, the honor, for it rightfully belongs to you. Thank you for the ministers. Thank you for your pastor, oh God, and Sister Vivian. We thank you for every prayer that lifted her up, because we know that being a pastor over sheep is not an easy thing to do. So, Lord, we thank you that you're strengthening her, and that you give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that she may be able to be a wise counsel to your people. Father, I say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Bowman.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. Heavenly Father, here it is again. I just want to attempt to sing this song for you all. That's all I want God to do for me. Give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees, crying out to you, give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late, I hope I'm not too late, I hope I'm not too late, give me you, it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. give me you, Lord, give me you. Lord, it's not my father, it's not my mother, it's not my brothers, it's not my sisters, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. All I want is the Lord to just stay on his side and just do what he ordained me to do. And I just want to thank God for this day, a 70-year-old brother and a 65-year-old sister on the 31st of March and a 70-year-old brother today. And I just ask y'all to just keep praying my strength. And the 11 will be for my husband left me. And y'all just pray, me and my family strength, that I will hold out until the end, until I see what God have done for me. He have done so much for me, and I can't say thanks enough. If I could tell him 10,000 times, it wouldn't be enough. And I just want to thank God for you all, my beautiful prayer warriors, mothers, sisters, brothers that came into me and my family life during my bereavement. And I give God the glory because he deserved it all. Because had not been for God, we wouldn't have connected. We wouldn't have met. So I tell you all again, Jesus love you all, and I love you all too. And the love Jesus and I have for you all will never, ever, ever fade away. Love all of you all from the bottom of Jesus' heart to mine. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Sister Zadie, go forth.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you right now for your love and tender mercy. Amen, amen, amen. What did you call me to do, Master Vivian?
Pray.
Okay, dear Lord, I do thank you, Lord God. I thank you for all the foregone prayers, oh Father God. I just thank you, Lord God, because the scripture said that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, oh God. Oh God, and I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of prayer, oh Father God. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you put it in the heart of man, oh Father God, that, oh God, that when we have been strengthened, oh Father God, that we, oh God, strengthen our brothers, oh God, and now, I thank you, Lord God, for the care and concern, oh Father God, oh Father God, oh God, oh Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for Jesus, oh God, who looked down from the cross, oh Father God, after being, oh God, oh Father, tortured and, oh God, oh Father God, and how he just looked down, oh God, at his accusers, oh Father God, oh God, oh God, and I said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I thank you for the spirit of Christ, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that we love one another, oh Father God. Oh God, I just thank you, Lord God, that we have you have given us, oh God, a love, oh God, for your people, oh God, a heart for your people, a passion, oh God, for your people, oh Father God, oh, for souls, oh God, for those, oh Father, that don't know you, Father God, don't know that they need to repent, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh Father God, have they heard, oh God, oh God, that they must repent, oh God. Oh, God, and be baptized, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I just thank you, Lord, for your love, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and we, oh, God, I give you, oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, that, oh, God, oh, Father God, that she loves you, Lord God, so much, oh, Father God, that she stays on the wall, God. Oh, God, keeping, oh, God, the line available, oh, Father God, that we may come together in a sense. Oh God, together, our spirits together, oh Father, oh God, oh Father God, as we come, oh Father God, so let us not come, oh God, in for no shape, form, or fashion, oh Father God, oh but God, with clean and pure hearts, oh Father God, oh God, oh God, seeking the lost, oh Father God, seeking, oh Father God, oh God, lifting up heavy hearts, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we know you as a burden bearer, oh, God. We know you, oh, Father God, as a heavy load sharer, oh, God. We know you, Father God, as a God, oh, Father God. oh, God, who sees and knows, who cares, oh, Father God. Oh, God, who has told us, oh, God, to call, and I will answer, oh, God. Oh, God, we call up on you. So the ones, oh, Father God, that haven't yet yielded the significance of who you really are, oh, God, what you are doing in this time, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, all over the world, oh, God, all over the world, oh, God, we're crying out, oh, God. Oh, God, for individuals, oh, God, we're crying out, oh, God, oh, Father God, for our leaders in high places, oh, God, praying, oh, God, for our spiritual leaders, oh, Father God. Oh, God, if Satan is still desiring to sift like wheat, oh, Father God, but we are praying, oh, God, that their faith faileth not, oh, Father God, but they will grow stronger, oh, Father God, by taking on, oh, God, the full armor of God, oh, Father God, that they be able to stand, oh, Father God, at least lasting even days, oh, God. And when they have done all to stand, oh, God, stand therefore, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, asking, oh, Father God, oh, God, that you move all doubt, all fear, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, let us, oh, God, proclaim your gospel, oh, Father God, oh, God, undoubted, oh, Father God, let men and women, girls and boys know that it is a reality, serving a living God, oh, Father God, help us, oh, God. Stand for the truth, because your word said it's the truth that it's going to set the people free. It's going to make us free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let us continue to declare heaven, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to declare, oh, Father God. Oh, God, that you're coming back, oh, Father God, back, oh, God, you're hoping to find church with us. Out of wrinkle, oh, Father God. You want to be able to present us, oh, Father God, as a glorious church, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let us all, oh, Father God, who know you, who stand, oh, Father God, to stand fast, unmovable, Father God, find it all about you, God, in vain. Lord, oh, Father God, to stand, oh, Father God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We take it a privilege, oh, God. It's a privilege, oh, God. Oh, God, to carry your gospel, oh, God, to live, oh, God, according to your will and to your ways, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you sent your darling son and he suffered, bled, and died. Oh, God, to show us, oh, Father God, oh, God, what is required of man, oh, Father God, in this earthly realm, oh, God, that we say, oh, God, one day, with, oh, God, with him in eternity. In Jesus' name, oh, God, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Amen, God.
Amen. Move to Janice. Go for it.
Good morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come this day, God, thanking you, Lord, for this day. This is a day that we have never seen before, Master, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, because this morning our eyes flew open and we saw a day that was a brand new day, God, and we say thank you, Master. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Master, we know that he went on that cross, oh, God. We know that he could have came down, oh, God. We know, God, that he had us on his mind, oh, God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus on the cross, oh, God. Thank you, God, for allowing him to resurrect, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Master. Because when he resurrected, oh, God, it was a new day. Oh, God, it was a new day, God. And we just want to say thank you, Master. We thank you, God, for listening ears, oh, God, receiving hearts, oh, God, to the word of God as minister just pours out our heart, oh, God. We ask, Master, that you continually bless Minister Vivian, God. Bless her in all the areas, God, where you see fit, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are just grateful today, God. We are grateful for the many things that you're doing, oh, God. Master, we know that you know what's going on in Ukraine, oh, God. You knew that it was going to happen before it happened, oh, God. We just ask you, God, to use us, oh, God. Whatever it is that you desire for us to do, Master, let us know. Let us know. Let us be obedient to your will and to your way. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to strengthen all the women, to strengthen all those who are under the sound of my voice, who have gone through things, who are going through things, God. Let everyone know that all they have to do is call on you. You're just a prayer away. Oh, and we will give you praise. We will give you praise for the healing. We will give you praise, oh, God. Yes, we will. We will give you praise, oh, God, for the protection that you give us, God. When we sleep at night, you protect, you keep us, Master. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen.
Amen. We have Mother June Paul that I have on. Evangelist June Paul, would you like to have something to say?
Good evening, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I just wanted to praise God for all the testimonies that I've heard this far. But, and also I want to thank those who have been praying for me since I had this stroke, and those who are coming on Operation Outreach for Souls in the past, and for the conference that's coming up. And Sister Vivian will be one of the speakers when we started in May through December. But we enjoyed all of you, those that I heard today. And thank you, Sister Vivian. There are many testimonies that I could share. I've been in rehab, and many have been, you know, checking on me. But I've been home a week, and so I thank God for that. I'm from Slidell, Louisiana, and some of you I don't know. But I'm a friend of Sister Vivian's, and she's a great woman of God. So she will be concluding the conference in December. Amen. And we'll be informing you of that on our social media, May through December. We're having different speakers, and we're going to speak on the minor prophets primarily, plus some other areas. So we invite you. And stay tuned, Mrs. Seth. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Vivian. You're welcome.
Praise God. Praise. Well, again, I'm so glad all of you all came on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you know them by name, Sister Gloria Dean, Sister Bowman, Sister Stokes, Sister Kathy, Sister Gwen, Sister Nadine, Sister Zadie. And Sister Janice, Lord, I lift up all these young ladies to you, Lord God, that you're going to touch them, oh God, in every part of their lives, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, let your ministering angels, oh God, continue to minister to them, oh God, Lord, to their home, their children, their grandchildren, their husband, their wives, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We do pray, Lord God. We do come before you, God, lifting up our voices unto you, oh God, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, oh God. God, that you're going to do mighty and great things in the life of your people, God. Lord God, as they call upon you, oh God, you said you will answer them, oh God. Lord, we are praying, oh God, for those, oh God, that have been torn and battered and scorned, oh God. Lord God, you are the healer, God. Oh God, there is nothing you don't know, Lord God. You, oh Father God, can reach down, God. Oh God, because your
arm is not too short, God. And God, your hand is not too small, it can't hold, God. You hold them all in the palm of your hand, oh God. Now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the word of God, oh God, which will stand forever and never fail, God. Oh God, steer us, oh God. Oh God, in the right path, oh God, that we will not falter, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're healing the sick this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that you got our president on your mind this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that salvation is coming into the hearts and in the lives of your people, God, those, oh God, that don't know you. Father God, oh, if it's in Ukraine, God, whatever you, why you allowed that to went on, God, Lord God, it's for a purpose and a reason. But, Father, we pray for salvation. We pray for salvation in Ukraine. We pray for salvation in Russia. We pray for salvation all around the world, oh God. Lord God, that many today, oh God, will come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and salvation will come into God. Only they can be drawn, oh God, if you be drawn, oh God. Father God, you know when every heart is ready, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, you told us to come in no other name but your name. That name which is so powerful, that name, oh God. Oh, Father God, there is power in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, oh God, we come in your name, God, lifting up every prayer request, oh God, that is brought before you, especially Brother Willie Davis, this time as he's going through, Lord God. You touch him right now, God. Build him up in his most holy faith, God. Lord God, that he'll persevere, oh God, that he will not let the trial of the enemy, God, oh God, make him to bow, God. But he will stand strong in the power of your might, oh God, and declare the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. I thank you, Father God. Oh God, for my own evangelist, June Paul, God, but she's yours before she was mine. But God, I lift her up to you, God. The Lord that said, oh God, whatever is causing that means not to straighten out, God. I command it right now in the name of Jesus that knee shall bow to the enemy, and Lord, she shall be made completely whole. Oh, Father, in the name, because Lord, you told us to do it. Speak to that thing and it shall be done. Hallelujah. I claim her healing, oh, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. That no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper as we go forth in this day, Lord God. Father God, that the blessings of the Lord, God, you say bless your people, that the blessings of the Lord is upon your people. They are blessed in their going in and their coming out. They're uprising and they're sitting down. Oh, they're blessed in their storehouse. And may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace in Jesus' name. The blessings of the Lord be upon you today and throughout this week, in Jesus' name, amen. You all be blessed now, and thank you, amen.
Bye-bye. God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Amen.